kindergarten daven sets of a desire of some of begin a basic and says not the more bastia. So Pesach and Drash explain what is that? Nik the neck and Maguvas al Chabas, they make a hole in the stopper of the barrel, Ladir to smell it. But me Loshan Bas Bas Kosha, since the word bas is difficult, but bas usually means like a subcategory of something. So Pesach ben Khan Benchan I'll explain Shesh Kana, there's a reed, some type of a tube, Shakur Techa Chabas that's put into the barrel, boiled chutz and sticking outside, umanichin l'toch kono cotton kemindad. And so they put into that reed a small little reed that's like some type of a nipple, umanichin derech leisadad, and they smell it through that nipple. Shemachin nukid bas, that's the terminology bas, because it's a subcategory of the reed. Gamish liyasha perish Rashi, you could also explain Rashi's interpretation, b'toch leisad nekev, that in that hole, should not give them a goofa, that they make a hole in the stopper, noisin and kana cotton, they put a small little reed, and they smell through that reed, that's what it's called bas, tia, like some type of a sub-particle of that. Next time, about to begin the words, it's okay when the non-Jew smells the Jew's wine, which really is no chiddush, of course, is not touching the wine, but the kamash when the chiddush is like as dream that we wouldn't make a gezerah of otu because of the case of Yisrael with the bekechav with the Jew smelling the non-Jew's wine, the asa abayi which abayi says forbidden. That would say no, even abayi would agree that would be permitted the other way around. And it says matzah being the word tigmachas so with the bekechav, but when you have the Jew smelling the night of the non-Jew, that's a machlekes rabba mutter. He says permitted, which tzarchem you have to say the Ma'ariv is talking about shein the bekechav nice leischar that the non-Jew is not paying for it. But it's like Taiba, it's not even thanking him for it, because the Cheska is Taiba, because thanking him, Namichashiba, no, is also considered as a benefit. But then it's a mistake, but Sukhano comes out, he's getting wages, some type of a payment from the prohibited entity of this forbidden wine, which is inside the barrel. Like says Matthew, begin with the Gemarabayom, he says, Asr, says forbidden, because Reichel will see that aroma is significant. And as Tais explained, the Cheshmin, like Keshais, and we consider that as drinking, which is obviously forbidden to be done. Because Abul Inlam, he says, don't say the Chashavin then just because it's considered as having benefit, which you now have Hanoah from Isra Hanoah. Then, if that's the case, then my part, what's the Gemara asking me, Kamachal Truma? From the case of Kuman of Truma, Shanichnas Recha Bepashal Yisrael, that the aroma goes into the bread of the Jew, Shani Truma, but Truma is different, the Shari Yisrael Banah. What do you mean? It's actually permitted for a Jew to have benefit, Shaina Shalkila, when you're not actually consuming the thing in that through that benefit. Kihacha, like over here, the like Elarecha, where there's only the aroma, the Ma'irish Lehisig Yisol HaSatana, is talking about where the Jew didn't heat up the oven. Then, if that's the case, Kala Truma, what do you mean he's burning up the Truma? As Shakain Yisig, we're talking about the Kain lit it. Levad, Hachi Pligi, rather, obviously, that what their Machlekis is, not regarding Hanab, Ichashvin Kashaisa Eloi, we're considering it as drinking or not. The time of the Rava, and the reason the Rava did Lechosh Lekashay said that it doesn't consider as drinking, Levishadech Nechnes Befonav, because the aroma goes into his face, Mazikai, and it harms him, Kilkel Rava Alatikin, and what you're gaining is less than, I mean, the damage is more than what you're getting. And therefore, for sure, it's permitted, we don't consider that as a benefit of drinking. Because I mean, like we say, Perikam Dechun of Chesam Adav, Gabi Sakachal Ovidus Kechavim, regarding the knife of Ovid Kechavim, Mutalishka, but you let us slaughter with it. Why? Mishum Tikkul, Rabba Al Tikkun, because all the Nile have benefit, but the ruination is more than what you gain. Avazilu Shal Yai Nesach, but regarding taking some of the Yai Nesach and sprinkling on the floor, Vadi Asa, that's for sure for Ben Dabi, Ano, Gemur, get that full fledged benefit. I mean, like we say, Perikam Dechun of Chavim Beis, Shaysi Meluk Besela, Umezalfa Meluk Beshtai. The wine that you drink, should cost one seller, but this that you scatter to make a good smell in the house is double the amount of money. Of course, although a zilub would be us of hana, but it's not because we consider that as a type of a drinking. To sprinkle the wine of truma that became tummy. Because we kashti chashim, if it would be considered as drinking, it would be considered drinking truma that's tamish b'misa, which is the death penalty. No, sprinkling the wine is just considered as benefit. And that's forbidden regarding yain nesach. And it's not comparable to the case of bastia, because there the aroma is coming through the hole, but it's coming in strongly into the body, and it harms him. And therefore, it wouldn't be considered as a beneficial element like drinking. And therefore, it's permitted according to Rabbi Vazila. But the aroma of when you sprinkle it, it scatters, and therefore it's not as dangerous, not as potent, and therefore that's considered as a full fish ano, and therefore that would be forbidden. And it says, "Mata begin the words." Gemara Rabbi Amar, he says, "Mut is permitted." Why? Because Reich Lamos, he says that the aroma is not significant. So Tais brings Perkins and something Gemara Pesachim Navayim Vam Beis Pligi Namer Rav Leva, Rav and Levi. There's Machlekes from Rav and Levi also Berdecha regarding aroma. Gabi Basa Shamin regarding fatty meat. Shetzoli and Basa Nevela that you roasted with lean meat. So Rav Basa Rav says forbidden. But Levi Shari Levi says it's permitted. And Basa Tani Gemara says it up. And there the Brisa teaches like Rav that it's forbidden, meaning the aroma that goes from one to the next. So Pirshim Rashi Rashi explains Rav the Tani Gemara says it up. Although we have a Brisa like Rav, Dasa that says forbidden, but Kamakam Alach like Levi says no. Alach like Levi Divshari that's permitted. Why? Mishum the Rabbi Savikava say because Rav holds like him. Hach over here Gabi Bastia, right? Alach Bastia that we consider as Reich Alav. We'll see. Milchus like Rav like Abayabaya, and Alach falls like Rav and not like Abaya. A Pasukach Rashi, that's a Rashi Paskins. That's how he rules Parakets its own. Such as the Blain here, it does not seem to be correct. Because the Hasam Kamar, the Gemara says the Obda Haba that the story was by who Benisa the Itfa Bahadi Bisra the Asri Rava Mepazakir Lamechla Bekutcha that he didn't let you eat it with the Kutach dip, which is a dairy dip. Umaisa Rav Vegama Baravashi Oisa Sham that he says forbidden Afilu Bemilcha even with salt, meaning because of the it itself. But Locha Kamaisa the Alcha falls like in Bar Mitrei Mili except for two different halachas. As we're on Tesis and then the Chavtes and Beis of Maschamar. So we see actually that not like the way Rashi paskins. Because as Tesis is bringing right, Rashi wants to say that we see paskin like Levi, and that says Tesis no. Yeah, we have the story, which we, is a big thing, and Mabravashi, that we always see halacha is like him. So therefore we see. Not like where Rashi wants the paskin. But another difficulty is because the ipli gebay berava, but pluk to the rabbi Levi, if they are in the same exact machlekes, which it sounds like with reicha if it's milsa not, and if that's the case, I believe the suy pluk dayo hasam. The should have brought that machlekes over there and contributed to the same discussion. Lachin there it says no. Therefore it appears the bade halacha grav the hasam the reicha milsi. No halacha falls like rav over there, not like Levi, not like Rashi. That actually aroma is significant. And so you could say that Allah is like Rav over here by the Bastia that aroma is not significant. How's that possible? And by also over here the Amr that he says Reicha Milsihi that says the aroma is significant. Amalei says Ano says I the Amri that I say I feel like Levi that I'm even like Levi the Amahasan that he says over there that Reicha Love Milsihi that the aroma is not significant. How's that possible? The Shani Hacha here it's different. Shunena he's having benefit. Mariach Ben Issa Yain Atzma he's having benefit and he's getting the aroma from the prohibited wine itself. So it's like totally killer shows him in the Yain Atzma as if he's drinking from the wine itself. You're taking the aroma straight from the wine. The smell of the prohibited item is only going into a permitted item. And then it's a second level, a second degree, and then he's eating the permitted item. Even there, Abai would agree to Reichel Abnilsi that Roma is nothing. And Rava also over here that it tells him, I could even be like Rav, that says over the Reichel Abnilsi that Roma is significant. Why? Here it's different, because the Roma is harmful for him, because it's going to his body. That's why it says that Roma is not significant. Therefore, says Tayshabin, Abayabin, Rava Dahacha, Abayabin. And Rabbi here, Matzi, Sabi, Ben, Kerab, Ben, Kalev, Das, and they could each one hold like the other, a seemingly other opinion over there. Vashta, but Tuva Gavni, so now we have many cases, the Recha of the Roma. You have Recha Chazik, the strong smell, Shabakulan of them all, is Paschama, Bechavas Pesucha. You have hot bread in an open barrel, Das Lukulim, and that everyone holds the forbidden of the Recha. Then everyone agrees the Roma is going to be significant. Now, regarding the aroma of the meat of the sugya there, that's plugged to Rav Levi. If you're going to say that it's going to affect the meat and the fish that was cooked together, if it's forbidden already from that itself, or regarding putting into kutach a milchik, but that's machlekes if that reich is milsi or not. For kamel krav and we hold the krav, and as we said, not like Levi, and v'reich the bastia, and you have regarding the sugya over here. And on that we hold like Rava that Reich is Lav Milsa. So there we hold that it is Milsa, and here we hold that's Lav Milsa. Lamatamam, lower than that is Pasenenz Vachabas Pesucha, is cold bread with an open barrel, or Paschama Vachabas Magufa, or the other way around, hot bread with a sealed barrel. And the Hamoisa, and Vamutal Kulama, which is and what's permitted for everyone, is Pasenenz Vachabas Magufa. Is a cold bread and a closed barrel that everyone holds is going to be permitted. Now, Lin Recha,
the Hasam Halacha Krav. Now regarding Recha that we say with the Halacha like Rav Dam Recha, mostly that we say that Roma is significant. Hanimil b'tenum shalehem. So that's only in their ovens in Tamaruk Tam Shikitam, which they were small. So therefore the Recha is very strong. Put in Tachas Machav Shalom, so to beneath our pan Shagarin Tarpet Balad Shoyfen Tachter that we bake beneath the Hapashtid the Knishes. Kamaykin Recha Milsi. We also say that the Roma is significant because it's a tight space. Abtenum b'tenum shalom. But says Tais in our medieval ovens. Ain lachesh l'reicha. We don't have to be concerned for aroma. Ubavach l'yepia tan esosim. As long as the opening oven is not sealed. And ain lachesh. You don't have to be concerned to offer pashtida shal basa and trita shal givin the betan echad. You don't have to be concerned if they bake the meat kanish with a cheese trita, rak. Or the gersa should be pashtida or like a cheese kanish. Rak shleigu zebze. As long as they don't touch each other, oyim eiser or with the prohibited element going pashtida shal nevela. Like for example, a non-kosher pashtida. In loch shem be concerned, kamekin also im shanunis isra al amarde. If the fattiness of the isra is on the pan, chakurin palabalaz, then also eat nahet alayim kalayim. Then I'll put at least that whole day something permitted on top of that. But it was not even that from that same day. You're allowed to use it initially. They didn't make a decree in Basiyama if it's not that same day. It's other Basiyama because of using it that same day. The same day the bli is, the tastes are prohibited. Even initially, since it's not possible any other way, because the non Jews are not going to listen to them to make a new pan every single time. That is going to pour in it that is what's prohibited. But if let's say the fattiness of the iser of not kosher came out, benogel heter touched the permitted oitachas heter or beneath the permitted one, then yeah, also then it's gonna be forbidden. So it says continuing and say, "My lo hevi perikitzit zon." Why didn't the Gemara bring a perikitzit and get a book of the Rabbi Levi by the machlid Rabbi Levi over there in the oven regarding reicha? Hahi the kumen shel truma dahacha. Why don't you bring this what we bring over here regarding the kumen of truma for the tchaisa and to reject the kumen shevi b'shamayim like we bring here in our sugya? It's not comparable to Recha. The Hasam Ayri, this Tumat Berecha, the Patam. This Tumat that the aroma of fatty things, Kirin Basa and Nevela, like meat and non kosher meat, that's a Rav said, Recha Milsi, that the aroma is significant. Because this one goes and fattens up this one, and they're going to get flavors from each other through the aroma. But common, but regarding the cumin. Shuhu, Maisa, Taner, it's just being in the same oven. But like Pitam, it's not fattening up. I feel the Rav might even would agree to Recha Milsi that the aroma is not significant. Vachita, and regarding wheat, v'chametz, and leavening, shenimtzis ba'achas min ha'matzis b'yudal, that's found in one of the matzis on Erev Pesach. Lo yim b'arom to say koyim v'abashayis, that if it's before 6 hours into the day, the mataras ha'acher is that the others are permitted l'fish abatul l'shishim, because you can say it's nullified in the 60, k'mer chametz l'bizmani, the way chametz is when it's not in Pesach yet. It'll fill achav v'abashayis, even after 6 hours into the day, after chatzayis in Erev Pesach, mataras ha'acher is the others are permitted, p'shun to lehav v'chametz b'zmani, it's not considered chametz in its time. Now, chametz shalay bezmane, chametz not in this time. In the mamash, it's not considered prohibited with a mayanid amount. Adzmane mamash, it's literally Pesach. Then bezayin yemeshal Pesach, this actual 7 days of Pesach. Chemash b'sach, that's the son of b'sach. Perek hashodav laman and after kamin. The Gemara says l'sham chametz keshuhu la'achr zmane. When you have chametz after its time, but there's a time and it gives a flavor. I feel Rabbi Yehuda, even when you read the comment that it says chametz keshuhu la'achr Pesach b'lav, that chametz after Pesach is only a lav. The same thing is after 6 hours of Erev Pesach, meaning when it's not on Pesach, whether before Pesach, after Pesach. Ach oisa matzah, but that matzah nochal oisra, it is appropriate to make it forbidden. V'mofa matzahs b'shibas yimei haPesach. Now, if they bake the matzahs on the 7 days of Pesach, when it's chitav chametz ba'achz mehen, and they find a kernel or leavening in one chametz in one of them, kul nasu is then the olgim be forbidden. Can then it's b'Pesach, which it's also b'mashrim. V'tana nami yish lesser, and the oven also it should be forbidden. Because even though our ovens, we say that they're very big and the aroma is not significant. However, although there's no taste, there is at least some things. And even by just an act of an oven that would not only fattening, it would be concerned. There would be a problem as chametz is also b'mashu, even minute amount. And there's no bittel, like I said, only if it's Erev Pesach. No, it says not to begin the words of Gemara. Omar Rabbi says, "Benam Inla, where do I know this? The Rechalam Milsi that aroma is not significant. The Tana Ulan, the Brayser Tana Shazika becomes Shal Truma. If you have a kumin of Truma that was heat up the oven to offer by Zapaz and they bake bread, Mutaris is permitted because they have Rechalam Milsi. So it says, but then we're going to say, Maishkin Mahadam Pesachim. Why is it different? What the Gemara says, Pesachim Perikol Shadav Chavav and Beis Tana Shaziku Beklipi Arla. If you have a oven that was heated with shells of Arla fruits, Lava by zapas, and you bake bread. Asura, it's forbidden. Lamandam, according to the one who holds yeshvach, eats mapas, that you see the value of the wood in the bread. So therefore, it contributed, and then the bread itself is forbidden. Why don't we say the same thing over here? You can't say the prohibition of you see the value of the wood in the that was there that got consumed and make the fire in the bread. No, that's only things that are forbidden to have benefit like that Gemara over there by Arlo. Because you have the value of the wood in the bread that helped bake it. And Shvachano, the Eitzim, that's the value of the pleasure of the wood. But take a pass in the bread itself. It's like you're having benefit from the wood itself, which is prohibited. So, Hilkachasim, we have Arla by thee, by Arla da Asar Baham, no, that's a prohibition of Ben Vendas, you know, high time we say it's forbidden for that reason. Avlochavayim, but Truma, by the Kumin of Truma, the Badim Ateras, Baham, no, Lazarm, a non-coins allowed to have benefit. Unless Mishim Yeshvach Eitzim Baz, we can't say it's forbidden because of seeing the benefit of the wood in the bread. Tedus, it says you should know this, and he proves it to Amar because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos of the Mechesem and Alf, and Mavashi b'Shabbos b'Shoygig Yechel. If someone by mistake cooked on Shabbos, he's allowed to eat the food. But Mesa lo Yechel, if he did it deliberately, he's not allowed to eat the food. Now, the question is, Amai b'Shoygig Yechel, why is Alacha that if he did it by mistake, you can go ahead and eat it? What do you mean? Hakol Eitzim b'Shabbos Muktzim. What do you mean? All wood on Shabbos is Muktzim. Hafil net lushum etmol. Even if it was detached from before Shabbos, v'yishvach eitzim b'pas, and then we have the value of the wood and the bread. So when you eat the bread that was baked with this wood, yishvach, there's an increase of value. Mukta, and then you're eating mukta, and that's prohibited. So it's obviously it's like the way he explained. Don't make it forbidden because of shvach eitzim. Only by things that are forbidden that bend because it's like we explained. Mukta mutba nohu, whereas mukta is not a isra no. Makani shlahata, so it says from here you can permit pas chama, warm bread, hot bread should never be yamtiv that was baked on yamtiv. And, the gear says, sh'ofa oivikachavim yamtiv, that a non Jew went and baked on yamtiv. They ain't lesser, don't make it forbidden, mishum nishema eha eitzim. Should never been that, oh, maybe the wood that was used to bake with nitlushayim was detached to the muktameim and it's mukta, the mabaka, who cares? So, pretty sure we already explained, we don't say that you see the value of the wood in the bread, directly in Yisra, no, only regarding things that are Yisra, no. Now, maybe because Shema, if you're going to say that Shema Telchana Achit, maybe the wheat was grinded today, began the loisho, and was also needed today. So it says, that's not a problem. Given the mekara, since originally, when they were still wheat, they were fit to chew. You could have granola, you could eat it raw, and therefore, even when it's baked, it's not going to be a problem. Miu b'hag chashav lo noilid, but the Baal Halachas Gedolos considers this actually as noilid, as something that was generated today, because shetachon on b'yamtu when it was grown to b'yamtu, and therefore it would be a problem. Miu b'chil, but b'chil ho yinoig heta b'davi, he would treat it as permissible, and b'gam b'shabbos yeshmatiyan likach pascham amoy b'kachavim, and even on Shabbos, some permit to take hot bread from the non-Jew, mitayim at the perishon from the reason that we explained. But the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shama Mayri, my teacher heard, Shish Aisim Sunset, Shabinu Fisha Ba'amis, because sometimes Shakotz and Nimshach Rosh Hashanah, the harvesting extends to Rosh Hashanah, and they could harvest it on the Yamtu Rosh Hashanah, but Levis Beyamtu Rosh Hashanah, bigger on the second day Yamtu. The Nochalach Mosh Yamtu Rosh Hashanah, it's good to be stringent, because we consider the 2 days as Rosh Hashanah as one day, and therefore that should be forbidden in that case. Next, there's Master beginning with the words of Gemara. For example, vinegar that fell into grits. So it says a kasha is difficult. But he ad hashtag. What I mean, up until this point last minute, we didn't let you know already the next time of gam mutter that if it gets a bad taste, it's permitted. Marisha shemin. We already know from the beginning part of the mishnah. Why do you need this case also? The Hashem says the gemash moment coming to let us know is the avgav the chinavel teirag grisin tsoininin. Although that when it falls into cold grits. Mashbiach, it gives a good taste, like the Gemara says, but when it falls in the hot grits, it can be permitted, where, because it gives a bad taste, and the Chiddush is not to tell you that we're not making Gzeret, because you might come to permit even when it's cold, which then it actually gives a good taste, and then there would be a problem.